Ladies and gentlemen, Scott McKay here. Most people know me as Patriot Street Fighter, the podcast that is an offensive weapon against the criminals that run government, the criminals in big corporations, the criminals in Hollywood, criminals in big tech, criminals in foreign heads of state, the Vatican, royal families, all of them. I'm that guy. Anyways, my question to you is, you know what's happening. Most of you, if you're watching a video like this, first of all, you know somebody that has the same mindset about what's happening in the world that we all have. We all now realize America is different. America has changed. It's actually changed slowly over a couple of decades to a point where now we have had a cataclysmic shift. We see all this craziness happening in society. You can go to the LGBTQ drag queen stuff that they're forcing on young school children, the books that they're putting in the libraries that are showing alternative forms of sex and all this crazy stuff. You see what's happening in these corporations, what they're doing in the product consumer industry, lacing everything with quote unquote necessary toxins, necessary poisons, necessary carcinogens, necessary neurotoxins, all this stuff. And we see all this happening, and we've allowed, as a species, allowed this ongoing onslaught of what is put upon humanity in many levels. I mean, high levels in places like Africa, where they perpetuate famine and disease, to using a machine that they built here in this country, a production machine, corporate food production, where they no longer produce it or true food anymore. They're always hybrids, so they're genetically modified. They don't have the nutritional value that God's real creations have to sustain a healthy body and sustain a healthy life for extended periods of time. All this stuff they have going on in this country, and we just sit here and keep taking the hits. Well, that all changed for me about a year ago in terms of what I allow into my world, my environment. I come from the wellness industry for decades, yet I'm still allowing all these toxins, neurotoxins, poisons, and chemicals, carcinogens coming into my household willingly because I'm buying them, putting them in my kitchen sink cupboard, bathroom sink cupboard, bathroom, laundry room, different types of food products in the cupboard, refrigerator, different things that always has things in them, compounds, molecular structures that are absolutely detrimental to the biology of the human species and virtually every other species on the planet. Yet, what do? Well, it can't be that bad. Otherwise, they wouldn't make these. It can't be that bad. Otherwise, they wouldn't sell them in stores. It can't, it's et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And what do? We continue to sit here watching the disease rates go off the chart like this. Here's a trajectory. And we just keep taking it. Well, a year ago, we launched Operation Tomahawk. Operation Tomahawk is our way that we, the people, those who want to do something in this country to stand for what is part of a mission to save it, because it is underway, a massive battle is going on, a underground, under the radar, underground war that many people can't even see. Some of it's spilling onto the surface. Some of us can see it. Some know what it is and knew what was coming. Many can't. But those of you who can, say, what can I do about it? You know, it's a good thing that our founding fathers didn't ask that question, or the Minutemen, with the oppression coming in from the British crown and the British government. What can I do about it? They didn't think that. They decided they were going to make a stand for freedom and their own self-determination, their own posterity. And they said, no more. We're done. No more. Well, that's what we put in motion. We put in motion a relationship with a factory consumer direct, 37-year-old operation producing nothing but natural products, multi-billion dollar enterprise, factory consumer direct, always doing the right thing. So we launched Operation Tomahawk. Operation Tomahawk is clearing out all this crap out of our environment. Things like Johnson & Johnson's baby powder, of which for the second time, they're being sued for putting asbestos in it. And you're putting that on your baby's asses. That is the tip of the iceberg. So how do we Americans get to fight back? It's really simple. The one thing they need to do to destroy us, one thing they need to have to do it, is our own money. as long as we keep feeding this criminal empire, we're going to keep taking the hits. You're going to have yet another death from cancer or chemotherapy in your own family, somebody you love that may in the future be your wife or your husband or your child, grandparents, watching the brutality with which they exit this planet in the cancer industry when they know damn well you cannot cure a disease with a neurotoxin or a carcinogenic poison that they're creating in laboratories with hazmat suits. Yet we accept it. Yet we have people talking about the names of their drugs as if they're their friends. Let me tell you something. You think God would have left you naked on this planet with no toxic chemicals, carcinogens, or poisons if they were necessary for your survival as a species? Hell no. It's absurd. But we've been programmed by that idiot box over there for a lifetime. What do? We keep buying their shit and killing ourselves with it. So you patriots out there that want to get into this fight, you don't have to start a podcast like we did. You don't even have to run for office if you don't want. You don't have to go sit on the election integrity boards, all those things that make people feel uncomfortable. Now, if you're those people that do those things, you need to be part of Operation Tomahawk, because that's politics. My belief is there's no political solution. We were told by the military intelligence back channel, the military is the only way. But there's one thing you can do to help facilitate their downfall. These criminal companies, these 11 multinational corporations on the outside of the pie chart with which control all the other 250 corporations that you all know, natural or food products, cleaning, you name it, consumer products, you know virtually every company because you grew up with them as I did, controlled by 11. All of those 11 controlled by three. BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street. If that makes you feel comfortable, I'd keep doing the same thing. If you realize those three overlords are the enemy of the people and they built the destruction machine and control it, then now's your time to fight back. Stop giving these killers your money. Let me repeat that if that doesn't make any sense to you. All the things that you buy and put in your family's environment, let me say it again, or I'm going to ask you actually, when are you going to stop giving these killers your money and putting that stuff in your environment to harm your life, your kids, your family? When? Sooner or later, we got to take action, folks. So I decided we're going to find a way to unite patriots all across this nation and Canada and other countries. And we've done it in a very big way. We turned it into a juggernaut. It's called Operation Tomahawk. So I'm going to show you how you can make the switch from their way. We kill ourselves with our help. We're killing ourselves for them, or the other way, replacing that crap with a natural environment. Check out Tomahawk Switch. Make the switch. TomahawkSwitch.com. You can't remember that. OperationTomahawk.com. Send you the same site. Take a look. Take a look. And then, like Bill O'Reilly used to say, you decide. Patriot Street Fighter out.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyalty? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. on Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.